The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following is a conversation between Ben Irwin, president of Charity Buzz, and Denver Frederick, host of The Business of Giving on AM 970 The Answer WNYM in New York City.
Many listeners who have attended charity galas are familiar with the auction part of the evening, as a nonprofit strives to raise additional revenue from those in attendance. And in recent years, many of these auctions have been conducted online to reach an even bigger audience. The world's premier full-service charity auction site is Charity Buzz, which offers once-in-a-lifetime experiences to a community of hundreds of thousands of bidders. And it's a pleasure to have with us tonight Ben Irwin, the president of Charity Buzz. Good evening, Ben, and welcome to the Business of Giving.
Good evening, and thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Charity Buzz is part of the Charity Network. Tell us about the parent company and the other components in addition to yourself.
Sure. So Charity Network is a relatively new entity, been around for a little over 3 years, founded by Todd Wagner, the owner and CEO. And it comprises three separate businesses that each tackle a very specific problem all charitable organizations need. First is Charity Buzz, full-service auction company, really focused on high-net-worth individuals. Think about it as the digital version of the gala. Instead of running your live auction for 300-400 people in a hotel ballroom, put it in front of our virtual stadium, 200,000-plus high-net-worth individuals who are socially conscious, engaged, and want access to the types of things we put on the site. Second platform is Prizeo.com. Still focusing on the experience, the access, but we're democratizing the method of entry, a true sweepstakes model, which allows organizations to receive smaller donations for thousands, tens of thousands, in some cases even hundreds of thousands of new donors, which can result in millions and millions of new unrestricted dollars for the benefiting organization. And the third business is Global Philanthropy Group, the newest of the three to enter into the Charity Network, traditional consulting firm, but focused on impact, strategic philanthropy, an incredible team of experts in the space who not only do the research, the recommendations, but they do the implementation and the execution, which really differentiates themselves from the rest of the consulting world.
How many nonprofit organizations, Ben, has Charity Buzz work with, and how much money have you been able to help them raise?
Glad you asked. I am most proud of these two statistics. We've been in business for a little over 10 years. Mm-hmm. We've raised over $300 million for 4,000-plus charitable organizations. That number continues to grow significantly. Last year was our best year ever. This year we're projecting growth. So we're really eager to cross that half a billion and hopefully that billion-dollar number a lot faster than it took us to get to $300 million.
Very exciting. What do you do for a nonprofit client? For instance, do you help them secure a celebrity or an experience, or is it more focused on the marketing and the back-end operations?
So the latter, for sure. You know, we fancy ourselves as a technology platform. We do not solicit donations for any of our partners. But what we've built is this really unique marketplace. Charity Buzz is a destination to live out your wildest dreams and support a great cause. It's unlike a ballroom or an auction that an organization has ever been a part of. So we like to leverage all of the best practices and insights of what our users want, what our marketplace supports, and empower our partners to go out to their network of supporters and engage them in new and exciting ways. From there, as I mentioned, we have about 200,000 high net worth individuals. So we are always thinking about new ways to target them, get the right information in front of the right person so that we can increase dollars raised and help organizations reach a brand new audience of donors.
Well, Ben, take our listeners through the process of, let's say, a typical auction for the charity, for the celebrity, for the bidder. How long do these things go on? And things of that nature.
So when Charity Bus first started, we were mimicking probably the auction season of most charitable organizations. We would do an auction around the spring gala or the fall gala. But as we really started morphing into a platform, we're now hosting auctions 365 days a year, which gives our partners more flexibility, more freedom to take advantage of time-sensitive opportunities, match their listings with peaks in the market. I always use sports as my reference because I'm kind of a sports nut. But if you had tickets to the Super Bowl, it would be a lot more beneficial to post them in December or January than right now, because we know the market will be 5, 10x at that point. So, you know, we engage with charitable organizations at many different phases throughout their auction process. In some cases, they'll come to us with a fully baked idea, and it's a matter of us optimizing it, putting together a launch plan, and getting it on the website. And in some cases, they'll say, we know we want to work with you. How do we get the process started? And that becomes a little more consultative. We sit down with them. We understand their entire web of sponsors, board members, supporters, committee members. And then we show them all the different ways they could be engaging these people to support them in a completely different way. In a lot of cases, it's transitioning the check writer to also be offering up a lunch, a round of golf at their private club. You know, the possibilities are endless, which is the most exciting part of our business.
Being the experts on charity auctions, aside from maybe not working with Charity Buzz, what are some of the most common mistakes a nonprofit will make with their own charity auction?
I think a lot of it starts with this notion that auctions have to be at the gala and only available to the 300-400 people in attendance. You know, over the years, this has definitely shifted, but the notion has been that our guests need this auction. They come to our event to bid on this auction. I've even heard organizations say, we know that we could raise more money with you, but we don't want to upset a couple of our key supporters who like coming to our event and get a bargain. These are fundraisers, and our mission is to maximize the amount of dollars raised. So really just keeping that central concept in mind, that if you have access to great opportunities or experiences, auctions are a numbers game. If you get that in front of a larger group of people who are engaged, the only people that come to Charity Buzz are individuals who are looking to bid. There's no content. There's nothing else. It is a shopping experience, for lack of a better term. So some of these old school ideas about the auction, about what guests want, I'd say is the biggest mistake, because they're starting off at a point that isn't necessarily informed by reality.
Give us a few examples of some of your more successful auctions and how much money they were able to raise.
So, you know, the most exciting part about Charity Buzz to me, as someone who's been there almost since the beginning, is the evolution of the marketplace. It started off as primarily offering up celebrity experiences. And while that remains a very popular category, in order for this business to grow, we had to widen the parameters and figure out how else could we engage a larger number of charitable organizations. A great example of that is back in 2013, we were fortunate enough to auction off a cup of coffee, 30 minutes, at Apple headquarters with Tim Cook. Everyone in the office was excited. This was cool. Was it going to raise $25, $50, $100,000? We didn't really have any comps to reference. 3 weeks later, the auction raises $610,000.
Oh, my.
Generates over a billion media impressions, all referencing the benefiting organization, Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights. So incredible awareness. And then if we want to just stay on the Apple bandwagon, about 3 years ago, we auctioned off one of the first Apple One motherboards that Jobs and Woz created in a garage outside Cupertino. Probably the farthest thing from the celebrity experience the business started, but we kind of took a page out of a traditional auction house, did a lot of pre-auction prospecting, marketing, and we ended up selling it for over $800,000, which today remains the single highest hammer price we've ever achieved on Charity Buzz. So, you know, we've really made this entire spectrum as wide as can be and are always thinking about new ways to leverage what we've built to help more organizations succeed.
Well, picking up on Tim Cook, have celebrity entrepreneurs and iconic business leaders become a really sought-after market for these bidders?
Today, business experiences are our most successful and popular category.
Mm.
So we like to say that when the Tim Cook auction happened in 2013, it was a watershed moment for Charity Buzz. Everyone's scratching their heads. Okay, business experiences are appealing to our base. Many more charities have access to business leaders through their board of directors than A-list celebrities. Let's really start pushing this out, suggesting this as an avenue for our organizations and new organizations. And that was probably best memorialized in our first ever entrepreneur auction, which happened back in 2015,
mm-hmm.
Which was the first time that Charity Buzz created our own auction. So instead of it being the Ben Irwin Foundation auction, where the only thing that was connecting all the different auction items was the cause, we started looking at categories. So let's get 100 different organizations to each donate one or two experiences with business leaders, but let's put it all under this big umbrella and then use all of our marketing channels, all of the targeting that's available, and create an online event that kind of helps move all of these organizations up in terms of dollars raised. And it remains one of our most successful campaigns. We just finished the 2018 one up in December, and it raised nearly $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm. And some of these business experiences with these leaders are just not to get to know them. People sometimes come in with a mission and a plan, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we like to kind of market them or position them as a foot in the door.
Yeah.
And this is
interesting.
In a lot of cases, the only way you could get in with head of a big hedge fund,
mm-hmm.
CEO of a Fortune 500 company. And what's really cool is you're walking into this meeting with a shared connection that you just supported an organization that business leader is passionate about. So a lot of these experiences begin with the business leader thanking the winning bidder for supporting their organization. So the icebreaker is a little out of the way, and you can kind of make the most of these 30 minutes to an hour. And there's been examples where that relationship has existed beyond that initial meeting, and there's been deals made,
mm-hmm.
there's been relationships forged. And so it's a really cool and unique aspect of our business. We are continuously strengthening and putting muscle behind.
Another piece of your business is Charity Buzz Curates. What's that about?
So the entrepreneur auction was the beginning, the foundation of Curates. So after that succeeded for the first 2 years, again, another head scratcher, how can we make this bigger and better and use it to help more organizations take advantage of what we've built? So we looked through, we did a huge analysis of the data. What are the areas where we have a unique strength in, meaning they succeed above average on the site, that we also believe a large percentage or high number of our partners have access to these types of things? So it's become golf, it's become Broadway, it's become fashion, and it's become music, which based on just the types of organizations we work with, we have an incredible variety of music connections mm-hmm. and experiences, which will be on display in Charity Buzz Curates Music, which will be happening later this spring, which will have everything from signed guitars, meet and greets
mm-hmm.
with Billboard's top artists, to the chance to have your demo listened to by an A&R executive at a top record label. Again, this notion of foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
This is how maybe you get your big break.
You mentioned a moment ago that you're a sports guy. So let me ask you this about that industry. How can teams, players, and experiences be better leveraged and utilized to raise more money for the participating charity?
So in reality, the world of sports is very philanthropic. You've got professional athletes who do an incredible amount of work in their communities, in the schools, around junior sports leagues.
Yeah.
I don't think they get enough credit.
Mm-hmm.
You only hear the bad news about athletes, the few bad apples, so to speak, who are breaking the law or getting in trouble. But you very rarely hear about the football player who has single-handedly funded and revamped the junior football program in his hometown that's been in a great after-school program. So I think, for one, the teams, the leagues, the agencies need to do a better job of celebrating what these guys are already doing, because that would then encourage the newer generation, the newer players, to be following in the footsteps of them, because it's good for business. You know, I think sponsorships, the limelight would only increase as they have a positive image of giving back into the community. So I would like to see the leagues, more so than even the teams, invest more in giving a bigger platform to their players, lifting them up, shining a bright light on all the work that they're doing, because it's the right thing to do. And candidly, it'll help the leagues out. This will help rating, sponsorship, everything works. It's like cause marketing for brands back in the 90s. It's an obvious next step that hopefully we'll see a lot of movement in coming up in the next.
I know what's hot today may not be hot tomorrow, but it is today. So what's hot? What are the experiences that bidders are really interested in at the moment?
So the more intimate or unique the experience, the more successful it's going to be. So a lot of times that's going to be speaking to the core fan base or pool of people who'd be interested in a specific experience. So if you know Bill Murray loves to play golf because he's on display at Pebble Beach every year at the AT&T, experience to play a round of golf with Bill Murray is going to outraise and outperform the chance to sit down at lunch with him. Fly fishing, going to the movies, having dinner at a really fancy restaurant. The more unique and intimate you can make the experience, the better it performs. In terms of the verticals or types of experiences, it really ebbs and flows with the calendar. So right now, in terms of sports, it's basketball, post-All-Star. As the playoffs are approaching, people are just inherently more interested in sports, business, experiences with finance executives. The market is tumultuous. People have a real interest in seeing what the most successful investors are going to be doing with their money. And right now, also, travel is performing really well because, again, this mimics the peaks that you see in travel bookings across the web. It's when people are starting to plan trips. So we want to make sure we take advantage of that e-com trend.
You know, Charity Buzz is a technology company, and you sit at a very interesting intersection of high-tech digital fundraising on one hand, and a sector that, by and large, is lagging in leveraging the full potential of technology. On the other, from your perch, share some of your observations of what you believe many nonprofits would be well advised to do to move forward in this realm.
I think just embracing all of the innovations and digital solutions that are out there. You know, there's an amazing stat about the percentage of GDP that has been directed towards charity has remained virtually unchanged since it was first measured in
mid-70s.
But the number of charities hasn't remained unchanged. We were just talking about this. We're approaching 1.5 million organizations. So it really requires these charities to separate themselves, create a greater sense of transparency about the work that they're doing, and take advantage of organizations like Charity Buzz to be able to reach new audiences, get their messaging out there. You know, we find too often charitable organizations who are just too comfortable in the status quo.
Yeah.
And we don't suggest that anyone stops doing what is currently working for them. Charity Buzz is not a substitute for your live auction. It is not a substitute for your gala. It is complementary. It is incremental.
It enhances.
One plus one. So, you know, don't think that you have to give up what you're currently doing in order to take advantage of this booming space. So many organizations are jumping in with a lot of great solutions. Think about, there's extra dollars, there's extra awareness channels out there. Go out, learn more about it, take a risk or two, and I think you'll be really excited about the performance and the results.
Yeah, and one of the wonderful aspects of a charity auction is that, as a rule, they generate unrestricted dollars for the organization, With the nonprofits you work with, how important are these unrestricted dollars to them?
So before I took over as president of Charity Buzz, I sharpened my edges as the business development professional, head of the business development team. So crafting our sales messaging was core to my job. And unrestricted funds would be in the scripts, would be in the collateral, underlined, bolded, font would be bigger than the rest. When you say this in a meeting or on a call, you can either see or hear the eyes enlarge.
Oh, yeah.
Unrestricted funds, it becoming more and more difficult for charitable organizations to raise. And it's one of the biggest benefits of what we do across the entire charity network, not just Charity Buzz. And in some cases, it could be millions and millions of new unrestricted dollars. So it's becoming more and more important every single day.
What's the business model of Charity Buzz, and how do you go about generating your revenue?
It's 20% service fee. It's a pure rev share, no upfront costs, no subscriptions costs, no management costs. We succeed when our partners succeed, and it's created this culture within our organization of really feeling like we are an extension of our partners' teams. We're in this together. It goes way beyond just raising money through auctions. We're advising or a sounding board for lots of other decisions. You're probably one of the other most proud stats that I am of Charity Buzz is the fact that our biggest partners are also our oldest partners.
Yeah.
They stay with us. They become part of the family, so to speak. And that's really what helps us also retain really great talent is we've got the right people in place who believe in what we're doing. That extends into these amazing relationships with our partners and allows us to continuously build and grow and help.
I'd be curious as to whether you had any thoughts on the Charity Gala. Here to stay, final innings, maybe what you see. What's going to replace it in the years ahead?
So it's tough to make any comments about the Charity Gala because, you know, there's so many different versions of them.
Yeah.
There's organizations like a Robin Hood, which have incredibly successful galas, which they should continue to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the large part, though, as I mentioned before, the key function of these galas is fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just stress that more and more organizations remember that. We get pushback at some points for our fee structure at 20%. And, you know, you need to consider what the overhead or the rev share is for a gala. So few organizations consider the staff time, the board time, the resources that go into planning. But I believe the gala is here to stay if it is used as an engagement tool, a way to celebrate people who've done amazing work, to cultivate new people. But if it's a place to continuously sell things through an auction, we're going to continuously prove that there's better ways to take advantage of these opportunities. But, you know, one big trend we're seeing in New York over the past few years is the emergence of the paddle race.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got people in a room who are incredibly engaged. They just went through the whole program, so they're aware of what you do. So instead of asking them to then go bid on a trip to the Maldives or a box at Yankee Stadium, they are willing to just give amount of money to fund a very specific program or just overall budget. So I think that is one where you're going to see a much larger area of growth. And the way we fit in is you're still going to get all those auction items. Post them on Charity Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
You'll make 2-3 times as much money. Take that 15 minutes to do a paddle raise in your room. You'll raise just as much money. And then together, you're more than doubling the amount of funds raised.
Makes a lot of sense. You have been named by Fast Company magazine as one of the most innovative companies in the sector. Tell us about the corporate culture at Charity Buzz and what aspects of it have contributed to the organization being so innovative.
So this is going to sound cliche, but I mean it. The success of Charity Buzz, the awards that we've received are 100% thanks to the staff and the team we have. We've done a really good job of rallying everyone around our purpose and what we do. We are working around the clock. We crank, we hustle,
mm-hmm.
but it's to raise $30, $40, $50 million of incremental revenue for charities every year. That's something everyone can hang their hat on. So the culture is just thanks to a core group of very passionate, very enthusiastic, and talented people. And then the injection of the innovation and the award from Fast Company, I believe, has a lot to do with Todd Wagner, who acquired Charity Buzz, created the Charity Network. Todd was the first person, along with Mark Cuban, to stream media on the internet with broadcast.com. So he's no stranger to innovation, but he has certainly encouraged, pushed us to take a much more innovative approach to what we're doing so that we can move a little faster to the benefit of our partners.
Let me close with this, Ben, okay? Sticking with innovation, what do you see as the next big innovation in this space, the next interesting twist? And what is your vision for Charity Buzz in the years ahead?
You know, unfortunately, the charitable sector doesn't move as fast as the for-profit sector. And we need to be cognizant of it as we think about the future. I strongly believe that Charity Buzz and the Charity Network have just scratched the surface. We like to say we're still in the bottom of the first inning, and there's a lot of work to do just to maximize our core products. So for Charity Buzz, it's increasing brand awareness, increasing number of charity partners and registered users within the U.S., but then also starting to take advantage of a lot of the trend and movement we're seeing in international markets and really becoming a global brand. And the same will be said across the Charity Network is we every single day have a conversation about what can we do today, tomorrow, next year to make these businesses more beneficial to our charity partners. We're advocating for them every single day. And that's really at the core of the business, the culture, and how we want to be positioned moving forward.
Well, Ben Irwin, the president of Charity Buzz, I want to thank you so much for being here this evening. For listeners who might want to see what auctions are currently running on your site or who may want to speak to the company about an auction for their nonprofit, what's your website and how do they get in touch?
So www.charitybuzz.com. Visit it often. There's always new auctions appearing on the site. Our typical auction life cycle is about 2 weeks, so it's dynamic. Sign up for the newsletter. We send out really, really exciting emails every single week. Anyone who's interested in partnering with us or just learning more about what we're doing, email me, ben@charitynetwork.com. I will get back to every single person that reaches out. And we're just looking forward to having conversations. And more than anything, thank you for the time. We really appreciate it. And this has been a really fun time.
Well, thanks, Ben. It was a real pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I'll be back with more of The Business of Giving right after this.
The Business of Giving can be heard every Sunday evening between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern on AM 970 The Answer in New York and on iHeartRadio. You can follow us at Biz of Give on Twitter and at Facebook.com/Business of Giving.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.